Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody.
Hat on,
hat on,
suit on,
suit on,
looking like the dapper dawn,
giving a mic
on,
dress
like a $1 million, bucks,
things in its cuffs.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh,
yeah. Everybody out there listening to me.
Mm-hmm.
Put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. You all listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only, Steve Harvey. Got a radio show. Man, I got something I want to share with you today. I was in the gym this morning, and trainer Lee Haney's son sent him a text. And he sent him a text this morning of a dude in the gym lifting up huge weights, dumbbells, doing a bench press. Like, just huge dumbbells, stuff I ain't doing. 100-some pounds. I'm not really sure. It was huge. I've never seen dumbbells this big. And the man was pressing them. And Lee's son took a picture of him. And he sent this to his father this morning. His father shared it with me. I want to share it with y'all. Because, man, I can't tell you how it's explained so much of your life. And when he showed the man lifting this excessive weight in the gym, he said, "Wow, Pop, look at this dude right here." And he says, the caption he put under it was, "Don't pray for it to be easier. Pray to be stronger. Don't pray for it to be easier. Pray for you to be stronger." Ain't that cold? See, I was thinking about that as soon as he said it. I said, man, I got to go on the radio. I got to tell everybody what I see now. Don't pray for it to be easier. Pray for you to be stronger. Okay, let me tell you how important that is. Now, I just heard it that way today, and I'm sharing it with you immediately because you know what that has? It's going to help me a lot because oftentimes I've done it indirectly, and then sometimes I've done it all the wrong. Sometimes I've actually prayed for it to be stronger, but I've also prayed sometimes for it to be easier. I have done that and been guilty of it myself. But from now on, after hearing that, I'm changing my prayer because, see, you can't have it both ways. You can't be strong and weak at the same time. You either going to be strong or you're going to be weak. Now, if you keep asking God to make it easier, what you are not asking him for is for you to be able to handle whatever happens. So the next thing that come along that you ain't worked your muscles on to prepare you for, that's going to sink you too. So what I learned by that is sometimes I got to change my prayer too. Now, I do most of the time, but I'm a human being, and sometimes I just want it to go away. But now, what I really need to pray for is the strength all the time to deal with whatever besets me, whatever comes my way. Because to become successful, and we've talked about this how many times, it's hard. So since knowing it's going to be hard, why not ask for the strength to handle that? See, stop praying for weaker moments. Stop praying for it to be easier. Stop asking God to make your way plain and easy. Okay, now what? Now you ain't worked your muscles out to learn how to handle nothing. I was at it this morning. I put a little more weight on it. Lee said, wow, man, you up in here this morning. In order to grow, I got to change. And you can't change if you're going to stay the same. You can't keep picking up the same 40-pound dumbbells and you want some more results. You're going to keep getting it. If you keep doing what you've been doing, you're going to keep getting what you've been getting. You cannot grow without the change. So when we're talking to God and we asking God to make it easy for us, where the growth at? Where the change at? No, you got to ask God to make you stronger, not to make the situation weaker. I'm changing my prayers, man. I'm going at him now with just make me strong enough to handle whatever happened, whatever come my way. Give me the strength to handle it. And now, whatever I see in front of me that I'm trying to go after that's going to require more, give me the strength to do that too. Help me be a stronger man. Help me be a stronger person. Help me be a stronger woman, a stronger boy, a stronger girl, a stronger student, a stronger boss, a stronger employee, a stronger leader, a stronger follower. Give me that. Give me strength to do that. Stop asking for it to be simple and easy and paved the way. What you want, man? The road to success is always under construction. Always. It ain't ever paved and smooth and easy. Look here, man. Go out there today, try to be successful. See what you're going to run into. Man, it's orange barrels, it's workers, it's detours. It's got craters in the road with no warning signs on it. That's how hard it is to be successful. The road to success is always under construction. It ain't finna smooth out for you. You got to ask God for strength. Be what you're supposed to be. Now, let's look at here. When you make a mistake, and you're going to make them, we all do. We fall down, but we get up. A saint is just a sinner who fell down, but he didn't stay there. That's all a saint is. All these Christians running their mouth with you about how fired up and saved they are and all this here, got all that. But them people make mistakes all the time. All the time. And see, the moment we as Christian people start telling people the truth about being a Christian, more people can get interested in it. But if you're going to tell everybody this lie, that you're over here living this perfect life and everything, and ever since you came to God, your life been smooth and you don't have no, and he done took all your pains away. What? 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 Who are you? Where that life at? You talking about heaven now, ain't you? But I heard you had to die to go there. So what you really talking about? Come on, man. I'm talking to the cat that's in some real pain right now. That's in some real trouble right now. The dude is at the crossroad right now. The dude has been struggling and dealing with it for a long time. I'm talking to the cat that's out there been trying to figure out what's wrong, man. Why I can't seem to get it right. That's who I'm talking to. I'm saying come over here and give God a try. Come over here with your imperfect self, with your imperfect ways, and watch him change some things about you. Watch him give you the strength. See what he did for me. Best way I can do is just tell you what happened to me. See, what it did for me was, it ain't so much. He just took me and took how I was and made me better with it. I'm still an aggressive man. I'm probably not going to ever stop being aggressive. But he took that aggression and he started shaping it. Now, for the first 12 minutes in the morning, be aggressive about me. Be aggressive about the feelings you got towards me. Your father, your leader, your God, your savior. Be aggressive, man. Tell people how you made it, Steve. Aggressively. Since you're aggressive and you've been aggressive, I made you. Be aggressive with that. Now, since you like to tell it like it is, Steve, then tell the truth of how it really is, how I do for you, what I done for you. Tell everybody you know what I done for you in a plain, simple way so they can feel you. See, he ain't changed me. He just made me better with it. When you get loud, hey, man, every now and then get loud for me. You know, you want to tell some jokes, you real funny? Tell something funny. But let it be so more people can hear. See, that's what he did for me. So for all you cats out there that's scared to come on over here because you scared it's going to change you, turn you into some little punk, or you got to get sissied up or something like that. And please, before you start emailing me, that's not an anti-gay remark. I'm talking about there's a lot of dudes out there that just don't want to punk up and sissy up because they scared that what it's going to do. Now, you got to come over here and be this little meek lamb led off to slaughter every Sunday. That ain't what it is over here. God looking for men. God looking for real soldiers out here. See, everybody I talk to don't want to hear about Christianity. So I ain't got nothing for them then. How about that? How about that? I'm cool with that. See, every Christian ain't turning the other cheek. I ain't there. You slap me, man. I'm sorry. I ain't there yet. But see, I'm a work in progress. He ain't through with me yet. I might get to the point where I can turn my other cheek. I doubt it. I ain't praying for that one. I'm for real about you, man. I'll be praying for more strength. So when you do slap me, when I come back around, I come back nice, hard. You slap me, you won't slap me twice. I can promise you that. Where am I going with this, Steve? Huh? I'm sorry, y'all. Just remember what I told you.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Yeah, man. Second week in a row, he's back. Full time, full force, Steve Harvey Morning Show. The entire crew is here. All vacations is over. We are now in full, unmitigated, referential, diversified phone.
Where are we, though?
We are still in Gay Paddy.
Yeah, we ain't coming back. We live
here.
We have
extended the visit. That's how good a time we have. I didn't get no pushback when I said, y'all want to stay a couple extra days? Huh?
Yes.
Yeah.
You would think, you know, we'd say, oh, we miss our husbands. We want to go back to our kids. Yeah. None of that.
Because I've never said I miss my husband.
We're at the
Me
Hilton.
And Monica ain't ever said that.
Oh, that's cold.
She will.
She will one day.
Well, you know, Monica wifey material. That's going to be my job this year.
You said that
last year and you failed.
Well, no, I didn't fail. Hell, I had it.
Okay, let's move on.
Okay.
Yeah, let's. Okay. You want to speak to the fellas?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, fellas. Yeah. What's up? What's up, Kim?
What's up, Unc? Morning, everybody.
Back? Hey, man, yes, fix your mic. Fix your mic. Sound crazy.
Get up.
I don't know what
you're
supposed
to
do.
Fool number one.
Yes, sir. Top of the morning, sir. Top.
Fool number two.
Watch out there now, everybody.
Carla.
Hey, Steve. What's up, fellas?
Shirley Strawberry.
Bonjour.
Yeah.
Hey, everyone.
Yeah. How much money y'all have spent now?
You
don't want to discuss
it. Tommy. I don't want to talk about
Tommy.
It.
Tommy. Monica be telling on them. Both of them had to call back to the United States with explanation.
They got out of hand.
Talking about if the credit card come through, it's me. Yeah. Talking about something, it's me.
Yes.
Both of them. Yeah, Monica be telling on them.
Well, her butt was shopping too.
Monica ain't got nobody. She responsible for it.
Yeah.
They took her dog. You know, man, you ain't a good dog owner when they take your dog.
They took the dog?
Yeah.
Yeah, but Monica.
CPS.
Snitches get stitches. Uh-huh. Be quiet.
And end up in ditches.
DPS.
CPS. You've heard of Child Protective Service.
CPS. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's
DPS.
PPS.
What's PPS?
Pet Protective Service. They took the dog from Monica. Because Monica left the dog in the dog bag and set it on the x-ray machine.
Aww.
At the airport traveling?
Oh, no.
Yeah. His ass came out walking sideways.
You're wrong for that. Yeah.
Her little Jack.
Yeah, his Yorkie, when her Yorkie walked, the Yorkie's tail and head is even.
Oh, no.
You know that car you used to have that you should drive down the street at an angle?
Yep. Look like it's hydroplane.
You know when the frame out of line?
Yeah.
You know when the frame out of line, you ain't got the money to fix your frame.
Yeah, I
drove a car like that for years. Wow. A right-hand turn
we'll
was
be back.
Dangerous.
All right, I have a story for you when we come back, Steve.
All right.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, it's time for something funny, Steve. And let me just ask you this. Have you had your coffee yet? You've had your coffee already?
Yeah, well, see, it's after 12 over here.
Okay, all right. Well, that's good.
I'm wide awake over here. I was exhausted the first week.
Well, I just wanted to know, because while most folks drink coffee for a little pick-me-up in the morning especially, we don't think this is the type of pick-me-up they were looking for. A coffee company in Texas has been forced to recall their product after finding it contained a Viagra-like substance. Now, this is according to the FDA.
What coffee is this?
It's called Best Herbs Coffee. Best
I know it is.
Herbs Coffee, yeah. Best Herbs Coffee LLCs contained traces of esmethyl, carbodinophil, which acts in a similar fashion to the Viagra ingredient. What is this? Cytodinophil. Mm. Okay. The coffee wasn't recalled because of what effects it may have on a man. Well, it was recalled because of the effects it might have on your manhood. Instead, there was worry it could interact with prescription drugs containing nitrates, which are usually given to men with diabetes, high cholesterol, heart disease, or high blood pressure.
Diabetes.
So it wasn't recalled right. Because of the effects it'll have on your manhood. So what I'm asking you is, I have two questions for you.
No, I have one for you.
Do you think you'd be willing to drink a cup of coffee that contained a Viagra-like substance?
Hell yeah. I need to know where is the coffee before they get it all back off the shelf.
Well, the company's out of Texas, Steve.
It's Texas. Somebody find that coffee and buy what you can for me.
I'm on it. I'm on it.
You looking for it, Tommy?
Get this coffee. Because, well, Tommy, you done went.
What?
You know, all the way over, though. Tommy didn't actually.
What?
What do you mean?
No, Tommy didn't. Tommy don't need the coffee. Tommy didn't try it. He said it on the radio several times.
That he tried Viagra?
Just for fun. Yeah, he said.
Okay.
Why wouldn't fun. I? And why wouldn't I drink the coffee, too? What is the problem?
Because they don't make it in tea.
But if you drink the coffee, though, early in the morning, you can really make the statement, we up. We are, and we are not just ready for work. We ready for whatever.
Wow. Yes.
Matter of fact, I'm up but ready to go back to bed. What you doing?
You might want to move when I walk in the room.
You can't keep that coffee. What's the name of it?
It's called Best Herbs Coffee.
Best Herbs.
Best Herbs Coffee in Texas. Mm-hmm. What part of Texas?
Well, let me look all this up for you.
Send Boomerang. Can't see in Boomerang.
Okay, nephew's looking for it. Oh. Well, what about Jay, though? Jay has...
Yeah, he's so quiet.
Well, Jay got diabetes.
There's nothing wrong with
a
hard cup of coffee in the morning.
A hard cup of coffee.
I hate him.
But Jay, they say it's got dangerous side effects.
You know,
you
let all that go for a nice hard cup of coffee.
You'll take your chances, no risk, no reward.
You know what? That's what kills me about it.
What?
They list the side effects. Mm-hmm. Do they not know that men don't give a damn?
I guess they don't. I don't think they do, Steve. Really.
And when you die, they're going to have a hard time closing the casket. That's all
Because they say, you know, they give you all that you may get headaches, blurred vision, temporary blindness.
Men don't care.
I want to go blind.
What?
Because we're inches away.
Eyesight out. If this is going to produce what you're telling me is
going
to produce, knock my eyesight. I just cannot get it back.
It's on CBS News.
It's on CBS News.
This is big.
But they send them here. They warn you about stuff. If you have an erection lasting more than 4 hours, call your doctor.
Oh, that's what Viagra says?
The hell am I calling the doctor for? I'm taking selfies.
Oh,
I'm taking time-coded selfies. That's 1 hour. Hour number two. I'm going to have it from all angles. And on Facebook with it. This hour 3.5, y'all. How you like me now? 4 hours.
Well, because it's not natural. That's why they would want you to call the doctor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You need to be able to function.
Yeah.
4 hours ain't natural, but neither am I. As a matter of fact,
you got that right.
You're super Steve.
Yeah, you give me some hours. I promise you, I ain't natural.
it's out of Grand Prairie, Texas, by the way.
Right outside of Dallas.
You know where that is. From the radio station to pick that up.
I do too.
Let me tell you, Grand Prairie is where KRMB used to be, or if they still there.
K-104.
They in Grand Prairie.
Yeah, our sister station in Dallas.
Gary Sanders. Call Go get the coffee and ship it to me and Jay.
Tommy Jr., no.
I'm going to be blind, but I don't need a blind stick, okay? I got one.
Now, this story went on to say, Shirley, I'm looking it up for you. CBS News is saying that Best Herbs is notifying customers of the recall and offering a full refund of products returned by
May. I don't need a full refund. I need a full bag. I need the damn coffee for it get back and get fixed. I got it. Hey, man, please. Please find Gary Sanders. Coffee. Find the coffee.
No one.
Boomerang. You in Texas. Find the coffee.
JT.
Oh, here it is right here.
JT, find the coffee.
All your Dallas homies.
Get it. All my Dallas homies, get the coffee and take it to my house in Texas. I'll swing through on my way to LA and pick it up.
But that is the question. Has anyone returned the coffee?
Hell no.
Exactly.
It'll be a hard day at the job, ain't it?
Oh, goodness.
I'm sorry.
You know how much coffee I have in that filter bag? I'll be packing it in. Just barely got water coming through.
But how does this happen? How does a mistake like this happen?
Did it's they not a mistake. Yeah. It's That's a how mistake. They made it.
Yeah.
They I'm made the it like place. That. Because you're going to be up.
You talk about the best part
coffee.
Of waking up. What?
Yeah, it's in your Folgers cup. Yeah.
So... I mean, so you would do this just for fun? Have you tried it
no.
to do this fun. Just for fun?
Man, yeah. This ain't for fun. This for business. I'm drinking coffee for medicinal purposes.
Right,
if you told me weed did it, I'd try that.
Church complaints coming up next. Reverend Motown is back, baby.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll have national news with Miss Ann. But since, of course, we're in Paris, France, we'll talk about the winner of yesterday's Tour de France. We saw it yesterday.
Exciting.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, right here where we are.
Yeah.
But right now, Reverend Motown is back, ladies and gentlemen, from a long vacation. Reverend Motown in the building, along with Deacon Def Jam, and they're here with church complaints.
Yeah.
Yo.
That's it?
Yeah.
Welcome back, Reverend.
Thank you. It has been a most poniferous vacation.
Really?
We have enjoyed ourselves to the highest, to the fullest, and to the mostest. Mm-hmm. But we are back.
Yes.
Things have been going on down at the JPJJ.
That's the jackpot joint of Jerusalem.
Ching, and obviously, ching. Oh, I'm so sorry.
That's all right. Hallelujah. Go ahead.
I had forgot that we had that sound effect.
Yeah, well, I didn't know they still had it, but I went on and took a shot at it.
Well, that's a good one. I'm back now, and I'm pretty sure that you all have come up with more than adequate complaints at the jackpot joint of Jerusalem. And here to bring forth these complaints is y'all's very own Uncle Tom.
Wait a minute,
Def Jam. Well, that's what she is, because see, I ain't going to be the only one
wait
on
a minute,
this show that's going to be no Uncle Tom.
I'm not an Uncle Tom. Now, that's not the way to come back in here after.
Well, I ain't either, but that ain't stopping from calling me one.
Well, just because they calling you one don't mean they calling
well,
me
see,
one.
We're going to spread the funk around on this show, so if you want to continue in the segment, I suggest you come on with your first complaint.
Wow.
Goodness. Well, since you have been gone, the water bill has not been paid in 3 months. The water is off. We have 13 people who are scheduled to be baptized this coming Sunday. Deacon Archie Livingston has 8 big trash cans that's been catching rainwater for the past 2 weeks, and he says he wants to dunk them in there. I don't think that's a good thing, Pastor.
Well, I'm not allowed to mention anything else about water.
Oh.
So my suggestion is what we gonna do for baptisms is we gonna do a dry powder baptism.
What, Pastor?
A dry powder baptism. I've got some extra bottles of Gold Bond.
Powder.
Powder. I saw Shaq advertising it on TV. So I went and tried it, and Lord, that's some good powder.
But
so I bought
holy.
A case. Excuse me?
There's nothing holy about that, Pastor.
Well, it is holy if we pray over it before we dust you.
Oh.
We dust you.
See, we're gonna dry powder baptize. We ain't got no water. It looked like we ain't gonna have the money for the water bill because I ain't been here preaching in a month. So collections been down.
Yeah.
So we gonna dry powder baptize you with Gold Bond medicated powder. And it's also a healing too. So if something wrong with you, just dust it in good. That's right. Now, for the three dark-skinned people that's going to get baptized, we're going to have to charge
you
because that's extra powder.
Careful.
Or it won't look like nothing was on you.
Yeah, careful.
I'm just throwing that out there. Go ahead.
All right. Let's see here. Now, this is a situation, Pastor. You're going to have to figure out what you're going to do. Sister Rosalind Dixon and Brother Titus Calhoun got caught in a motel cheating. Unfortunately, they are now both deceased after someone caught them together. The funeral home said that the funeral home says they can't pull the bodies apart. They gonna have to have a funeral together, but the families won't cooperate on having the funerals together, Pastor. But they gonna be stuck together in the casket.
Her name was what now?
That's Sister Rosalind Dixon and Brother Titus Calhoun.
Rosalind and Titus.
See, R.D.
Uh-huh.
Combined with T.C. leads to V.D.
Oh!
And that brother would kill me. I said R.D. Was Cedar Dixon. Was messing with T.C., Titus Calhoun, which led to V.D. And that, in this case, is a venereal death.
Yeah.
That's a new, it's a suffered of venereal. When two really old-ass people get V.D. and pass, it's called venereal death.
Wow.
And it lock up like dogs in the street and can't get them loose. Now, we're going to have that funeral together.
Yeah.
But what I'm going to do, since we're going to do the funeral at the jackpot, I'm going to charge for two funerals. Because I'm going to have to say two people's names.
And two different units.
That's what determines it.
We're just going to use one casket. we charging for two caskets because we're going to put an extension on it.
Well, the family's not going to go for that.
What you don't know is they're on top of each other, so we're going to have to flip it when it's time to view the body.
I'm telling you now that I know that. They're on top of each other. That's why we're going to have to stack the lid. We're going to have to build it up so it's going to be a thicker casket. And when I'm talking about Rosinda Dixon, we'll talk. And then when we start talking about Titus Calhoun, we flip them.
Oh.
We're going to need the pallbearers to do double duty.
That's just wrong. That's visual.
All we can prop them up, put them on a rotisserie, and just have them turn.
But wait, especially.
That way you can just see them going around like a chicken at Whole Foods.
You're wrong for that. You know it.
Put them on a stick and prop them up. And get a turntable and just let them turn the whole time.
Deacon, get your pastor.
Welcome back, Pastor. Lord,
major way.
Yeah.
Listen, we got a situation, Pastor. There is a dog under the church that howls every time Sister Rochelle Baptiste sings her solo, "I'm Coming Up on the Rough Side of the Mountain." She wants it to stop because the congregation is laughing at her doing her solo.
Well, you know, Deacon Prescott down in Memphis.
Yes.
That had been doing the routine about stomping while the dog was under the house. Mm-hmm. We're going to fly him in for next week's service.
Can he stomp the dog out, Pastor?
He'll stomp the dog in whatever position he needs. Who sent a picture of caviar?
You were crazy. He's back, D.K.
Pastor, stay with me. Pastor.
And distract
Pastor. Okay, go ahead. I'm with you.
Yeah. All right. Let me see. Last but not least, Pastor, the wig bandit has struck again.
Oh, man.
He pulled four wigs during altar call and six more during the benediction. Rumor has it he's trying to sew them all together and make a flow rug for his house. Listen, nevertheless, Pastor, we got 10 bald-headed women that want some answers.
I have explained to the women in this church that we have a wig bandit that has not yet been apprehended. And y'all gonna need to start pressing your hair underneath wigs so at least they get snatched, you'll be looking decent. Making these little piglet plaits ain't working out.
Piglet plaits.
You're losing members.
All right.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, it is here. It was here. It's over now. Talking about, of course, the Tour de France. Miss Anne is on deck with today's national news. But, of course, we're in Paris for the Tour de France, part of it anyway. We were watching it yesterday.
Congratulations.
We knew you were watching it.
They were rolling. Yeah.
Man, they ride so fast.
I'm talking, listen to me, man. This ain't no regular bike ride. My bike ain't never been that fast. My bike has never traveled at that speed. I didn't grab. You remember when we was kids, you used to grab hold to the car and let the car pull you down the street?
Yeah.
I still.
No, we didn't do that as girls. No.
You did what now, Precious? You almost died?
Say what?
Yeah.
You held onto a car?
Yeah, the car handle. When it go by, you pull your bike out.
Oh,
start pedaling, grab the handle, and go down the street.
The back of a truck.
Hey, listen to your nephew over here.
What? A truck?
You grab a back of a pickup. Yeah, you grab a back of a pickup and roll.
No, we, my mother would have
killed me. I used to go up
the
hill like that all the time. Now, if they catch you on their car, going to be a problem.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, or if you're,
pimps would open
the
door.
Bust a right.
and make you fall.
Oh, yeah, pimps open the door.
Yeah.
Good kid. Daddy, he on the car, then he slam on the brakes.
But what did Junior say? You what, Junior?
Yeah, when they see you on the back of their car, you got to bust a right. Let it go and bust a right.
That's it.
But congratulations to Chris Froome. He claimed his fourth Tour de France title.
Yeah.
Yeah, yesterday.
Now, the thing about the Tour de France riders, their legs are like massive muscles.
That's so defined.
Yeah.
But they upper body look like y'all. Ain't no shoulder caps. Ain't no biceps. Ain't nothing. Because they burn up so much energy. They have no body fat. And they end up burning their muscle to maintain the energy level. So they eats at their muscles. And their upper body, they have no pecs. No traps. Okay. They don't have nothing. They just.
What do they look like, Monica?
Being that she can't comment. Anyway, what were you saying, Shirley?
Anyway, he elevated himself to a fresh legendary status. He rode on a bright yellow bike to match his shiny leader's jersey. He was the defending champion, Shirley, so congratulations to her.
The yellow jersey means first place.
Yeah, that's what that's what I was wondering.
Yeah, that wasn't his outfit.
Oh.
Whoever's leading in the Tour de France wears the yellow jersey the following stage.
Oh, so he was the defending champ.
Oh, that's cute. What
that's
he got
cute,
on?
The yellow jersey. We like that.
Wow.
Okay,
first of all, I watch it every year.
We're here, Tommy.
There's 21 stages of bike riding. 21 days. There's like a day off in there somewhere. I think it's maybe one or two days off out of the 21, maybe. I'm not sure the number of days off. But it's 21 days of riding. Each stage is a different distance. Each stage, you can win either the mountain, you can win the sprints, or you can win the stage. There's a certain part of the race that is a sprint. First one to that checkpoint wins the sprint portion of it. Oh. Whoever crosses the finish line at the end of the whole stage wins the stage. Whoever wins the stage and is in first place has to don the yellow jersey.
Okay.
Whoever wins the mountain has to wear the polka dot jersey.
I saw the polka dot
white with the red polka dots.
Okay.
And whoever is the best sprinter wears the green jersey.
Now we know.
I watch this every year. And to see it live was absolutely amazing.
It
I
was.
Didn't see the whole thing, but just when it came back.
Now that I live here, I'll
Ladies
find
and gentlemen,
out more.
Miss Ann Tripp, I'm sure. You don't live here. Miss Ann Tripp.
Thank you very much. Good morning. This is Ann Tripp with the news. Okay, police in Texas are investigating what appears to be a human trafficking case after at least nine people were found dead this weekend inside of a sweltering tractor trailer in a Walmart parking lot in San Antone. Authorities say that some 30 other people have been hospitalized. Police have arrested the truck's driver. Lawmakers in both the House and Senate have reached an agreement on a package of new sanctions against Russia, Iran, and North Korea. The next question is whether the president is going to sign the measure into law. The House scheduled a vote on the measure sometime tomorrow, meant to send a message about Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. The Trump White House has a new spokesperson. Sean Spicer resigned after a rather tense and testy 6 months in the press briefing room, as well as being a recurring target on Saturday Night Live. In is Anthony Scaramucci, who wishes his predecessor all the best.
Sean is a true American patriot. He's a military serviceman. He's got a great family. And he's done an amazing job. This is obviously a difficult situation to be in. I hope he goes on to make a tremendous amount of money.
Interestingly, Scaramucci, who now says he loves Donald Trump, supported Governor Scott Walker and later Jeb Bush back in 2015, calling candidate Trump, quote, a big mouth who inherited his money and whom he said would only become president of the Queens County Bullies Association. Anyway, Scaramucci now says he loves the Donald. A Minneapolis police chief has quit less than a week after one of her officers shot and killed an Australian woman who called 911 over a suspected sexual assault. Of course, this is not the first time that someone who called police for help ended up being killed by them. It's just that those victims were by and large black or brown people, and the cops involved were usually white and later acquitted of any crime. Longtime Washington, D.C. TV news anchor Jim Vance has died of cancer over the weekend at age 75. The veteran African-American journalist was the D.C. area's longest-serving newscaster, anchoring NBC TV's 6 p.m. and 11 p.m. newscasts since 1989. He will be missed. Tops at the box office over the weekend, the World War II epic Dunkirk.
There are 400,000 men on this beach.
Where are we going? Dunkirk. We have a job to do.
You can practically see it from here.
What?
Home.
Dunkirk made over $50 million, but the Girls Trip, they made a strong second place showing around $30 million between Latifah and the Girls. Today is National Pioneer Day, National Tell-An-Old Joke Day, and National Tequila Day. So everybody say
tequila!
Tequila! We'll be back with Eugene the Butterfly 20 minutes after the hour. Stay tuned to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, it's that time, Jay.
I'm all the way up.
Yeah. What? Still drinking that coffee?
I just said
it. Why don't you do the honors, Jay, and introduce the butterfly?
And here we go.
Do you know what I mean? It's time for Eugene.
There you go. Thank you so much. Thank you, Jay Anthony Brown. Good morning to everyone.
Steve was trying to say something, you guys.
All this hype.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. Okay, say what you got to say.
No, I just said it. Go ahead.
It's all about you. What you need to say?
It's the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Uh-oh. And everybody know that. So now what? Where we at now?
Except you.
Now, I know whose show it is.
Okay, well, go ahead, man. Your segment, your clock's ticking.
Yeah, it always is. If you be quiet, I could always... Anyway, it's Eugene's Monday Morning Medicine. What we're going to do is we're going to have a movie recap because, oh, my God, if you miss... Girls Trip, you missed a good one. Okay. Let me tell you something. Jada Pickett did a great job. Queen Latifah did a very, very good job. And Regina Hall was great as well. Yeah. I want to take my hat off to, Lord, this girl stole the show. Tiffany Haddish is off the chain.
Yeah, she's funny.
Oh, my God. Felix and Lorenzo and Sebastian, we was just, oh, my God, we was beating each other. My friends, Felix, Lorenzo, and Sebastian. We was sitting there going crazy because this girl, Tiffany Haddish, was giving it to the people. And then Ralph Angel from Queen Sugar. Let me tell you what he has done for me. I am finna start my workout as of today. I'm finna go get my six-pack. I am. Listen, my
from
first
where?
Spin. My first, from the gym, boy. My first spin class like is that. Today. I'm finna do a spin class. And
can't
I am
get
committed.
A six pack spinning.
You can get a six pack spinning. Ooh, I
no,
can't
you
say
can.
It fast. You can. You can get a six pack spinning. Anyway, I'm also gonna throw in every day. I'm making, this is what I'm doing. I'm claiming this. 300 crunches per day. That's what I'm gonna do. Cause I'm gonna have my
what?
Six pack.
Boy, you gonna be so short.
Shut up. So let's see what it is today. It's the end of July. So by, I bet you by the middle of September, I'm gonna have four of my six pack.
How much you wanna bet?
I bet you any kind of money you want. It don't make no difference. Trust me. When Eugene put his head to something, go ahead.
What kind of, if Eugene put his what to what?
Let's move on, shall we?
If Eugene put his head to something, what happened?
We're moving on.
When Eugene put his man to something, nothing can stop me. Okay.
Can I ask you a question?
I'm going to look like The Rock.
Of Gibraltar.
Just
look like
one solid boulder. Hey, man, why the hell was this segment called Monday Morning Medicine?
Because
you
I gave you
said
a
damn thing.
Because I gave you
that
a dose.
That was medical, medicinal, or nothing else.
You know what, Steve? I be wanting to tell you welcome back, but you know what? I'm about 3 seconds from whooping your ass. I realize.
But all your right. fat ass ain't got no six pack.
When we come back, J. Anthony Brown.
September.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm most proud of this selection. This addition to the morning show, this collaboration that took years to develop, I've asked Tommy agreed. Kia agreed.
Absolutely.
Shirley, Carla, oh, yeah. all agreed.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Even Mississippi Monica agreed that this addition would do nothing but help further the cause of foolery and ignorance in the morning.
Woo,
ladies and gentlemen, fool number two, J. Anthony Brown.
All right. First of all, it's all going down this week in Augusta, Georgia, Bell Auditorium. The OGs of comedy, George Wallace, Don D.C. Kerr, myself, and Hope Flood.
Okay.
And Rudy Rush.
Go ahead.
Now let me get into the song. Here's the problem I have with working on this show. It's hard to make fun of a lot of people on the show because a lot of people are friends of the show.
Yeah,
you hear what
yeah.
I'm saying?
I understand.
You can't make fun because so many people are friends of the show.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, and I'm how do I say it? I'm cheating people out of these jokes.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Robin.
I'm locked up. With jokes uh-huh. inside
yeah.
about friends of the show. It's burning me up. So I'm going to just play the song.
Okay.
I'm not going to say who it's by.
Okay.
Because it burns me to call people's names.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, for the show. The song is Snoop Dogg's song. Sexual Seduction. That's not my song.
No, you have to say the name.
Yeah, you have to sing it. That Snoop Dogg song, Sexual Seduction.
I know that song, yeah.
Okay. Well,
that's not the
about,
song you're about to hear.
That's
you ain't going to hear that.
Okay.
Okay.
You ain't going to hear that at all.
Okay.
What are we going to hear, Jay?
You're going to hear about, because so many people are friends of this show, we can't say a damn thing. And it's burning me up.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
So here's my song. Hit it on Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Hit it again.
Made a mistake this time. I should've went to the store. That old ass condom broke. I'm screaming it burns when I go. Cause I done caught a sexual infection. The doctor told him sexual infection. Cause he done caught a sexual infection. Infection. Oh no. See, he was all in the club, feeling love, telling jokes at the grown folks rolling at the J spot. She was right by the stage with a fat friend, eating hot wings. He could tell her she was way hot. Short skirt, no draws, long hair, light brown eyes, looking like Miss Hope. Let a player know she was down to dip with the big old hips, a freak Francis gon' be. So he approached a chick with a real pretty face, big old ass and an itty bitty waist. She looked kinda thirsty, so he ordered her a drink.
free. He ain't nothing to play with. See, his game is outrageous. Got a backstage and made sex faces. Felt good like no protection. Condom broke, he caught a damn infection. Sexual infection. The doctor told him sexual infection. Cause he done caught a sexual infection. I'm burning at a sexual infection.
You hired him.
Shirley, where's your list?
Oh, my God.
Call nobody's name.
You didn't. You didn't. You did. I'm behind you. I'm behind you, dog. You didn't. You did it right, man.
But ain't nobody stupid either.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Know that.
Uh-huh.
Well, you know, though, if you throw a rock, what they say?
I got all these jokes locked up. And I'm cheating my fans.
Well,
I love it.
Shout out to Usher this morning, too, by the way.
Ain't nobody call Usher names. Ain't nobody.
We didn't stop.
Why are you all in your high voice? You over here with me.
Yeah, yeah. He was higher than you, actually.
We got 10 seconds. You hired Jay.
Steve ain't going to say nothing right now. He ain't going to say nothing. Trust me. He ain't going to say nothing the rest of this break.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after today's Strawberry Letter. Subject, is my friend a hater? Is my friend a hater?
If you got to ask.
Uh-huh. But up next, Nephew Tommy's prank phone call. Nephew, what you got?
My roommate, Benny.
Huh?
My roommate, Benny.
That's it?
That's it. Right there. My roommate, Benny. Right. Okay? Mm-hmm. Hold tight now.
Hello? Am I speaking to Devin? Yeah, this is he. Okay, hey, man, this is Chris. I live above you. I ain't never met you before, but you have you been calling the leasing office about complaining on me about I'm making too much noise or what?
Yeah, man, my bad, bro. I was trying to catch you, man. I could never catch you at home, man. It's just like, you know, bro. I work at night. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? See, I work in the day. But I can't sleep at night, bro, because I don't know what's going on in your apartment. You know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to be in your business. I'm not trying to be in your business, player. I just can't get no sleep at night, man, because there'd be a lot of noise up there, a lot of noise, a lot of talking. And what you do is your business, bro. I'm just saying, man, please, dog.
Hey, man, but you ain't have to go to the leasing office, man. All you had to do, you know, was holler at me. They got me written up like, you know, one more complaint on me, they going to put me out or something.
Well, yeah, dog, like I say, though, I was trying to find you. You know what I'm saying? But I guess we miss each other because you work at night. I work in the day. So, you know, when you going, I'm coming. And when I'm coming, you gone. You know what I'm saying? Bro, I ain't trying to start no shit. I'm just trying to, you know, go to work and pay my bills, man. That's all.
I be at work at night, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get my hustle on like you trying to get yours on during the day.
Hold on. Okay, let's make it make sense. Bruh, if you at work at night, somebody in your apartment talking loud than a keeping me up, square business.
Okay.
You got a roommate or something?
No, I ain't got no roommate.
Man,
you might have heard Benny.
Somebody in there talking loud, holding a conversation. It's like two people in there talking loud every night.
That's Benny, man. Benny be talking.
Okay, you say you ain't got no roommate, so who is Benny? Who is Benny?
Benny is my bird, my parrot. That's Benny be talking.
Oh, say, man, stop with me, dog. Listen, man. Why? Wait a minute. You trying to tell me a bird?
That's Benny, man. I done had Benny 10 years. That's my bird.
Birds don't even live that long. So now I'm up at night. I'm at the work because a bird? That's what you want. That's what you call me to tell me. A bird.
I call you to tell you. You ain't got to be putting these complaints on me, man.
Say, man.
But I'm gone at night. That's Benny talking, man.
What the Benny then? Your bird,
dog. Yo, no, hold on. Benny, dog. Wait a minute.
Hey, look, I'm telling you now. Do something with the bird then, or it's going to be some consequences and repercussions. I'm talking about some fried chicken around this.
Hey, man, Benny is like a family member to me.
Bird. Toucan Sam. The chicken on the cornflake box. Kentucky chicken. Churches. All that. Your bird.
Hey, man, you don't tell me nothing bad about my bird. Okay, brother, you know what? Maybe me and you need to square off in front of each other. Because you don't disrespect Benny, man.
Man. Hey, all right. You think it's some... All right. I bet that be on my table when I get home. If it's a bird, then I bet that be on my dinner table, man.
Hey, man, now you ain't finna sit here and disrespect me and try to tell me what you gonna do to my bird. Now you ain't finna do nothing stupid to Benny.
I tell you what. See, you can date. You at home right now. But you go to work tonight. I bet you Benny don't be at that tomorrow. I bet you we be finger licking good tomorrow.
Hey, man, hold on a minute, man. Wait a minute, dog. And what you can't do is start talking about what you gonna do to my bird. Now, I done told you, you filed for going to the leasing office calling me out, and now you on the phone. I'm trying to work this out with you, and now
you ain't trying to work it out. Now, first off, you call me and tell me that it's a bird holding a conversation with itself. I'm the stupid right now. I'm the stupid for even continuing this conversation about a bird that's keeping me up all night. Are you serious?
Man, maybe you need to get some earplugs or something, man.
Say, man, listen, bro. Listen, whatever the it is, if it's a bird, a recording, whatever it is, you better do something with it. If it's a bird, man, I'm going to be so insulted if this is a bird. I'm going to really...
It is a bird. It's Benny, man. It's Benny. All you had to do was come to me, and we could have handled this like me.
Hold on. Okay. We're going to handle it like me and then. First off, leasing office wouldn't give me your name. What's your name?
My name, Chris.
Okay, Chris, I'm Devin. There we go. Listen, dog. For the past 3 months, you know what I'm saying, I ain't really been getting no sleep because of this bird. You say it's a bird. I don't believe that, but a bird, come on, dog.
That's my bird, Benny, man. I haven't had Benny for 10 years.
Well, look, take the to work with you then. I don't care. Figure something out, but whatever going on up there with you and your bird need to come to an immediate halt, or it's going to be some dog.
Hey, man, what you can't do is threaten me about what's going on in my household, man.
Look here, you and Benny, Lenny, whatever the name is, you need to do something with that, or it's going to be some real issues. Man, why am I going back and forth with you about this, and you keep telling me something about a bird?
It's a bird. What's the problem with it? What's the problem understanding that people have pet birds?
Say, man, I don't give a if you have a pet bird, but really, this talks all night long. How do you live with this man? Cause the don't never shut up.
I tell you what Benny told me to tell you though. Can I tell you what Benny told
me
to tell
Wait, Chris, bro. I don't want to hear what no bird told you to tell me. Oh my
Can
God.
Can I tell you what Benny told me to tell you?
What the did Benny?
Benny told me to tell you this, that this is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your boy, Sean.
you Are you serious, dog?
Devin, did I get you, man?
You got me, dog. You got it, man. That guy, I'm going to get him. I'm going to have to wait till this dude get home, dog, and talk to him. I ain't talk so much to you about this supposed bird. I don't know what's upstairs, man. I mean, dog, I be up all night, you know what I'm saying? I'm missing my sleep. I'm missing y'all in the morning because I'm drowsy, hitting the snooze button.
I got one more thing to ask you, Devin. What is the baddest? I'm talking about the baddest radio show in the land.
Oh, man, Steve Harvey Morning Show. We never get some.
I love the black information that comes.
Yes. Like what?
Birds,
Steve?
Don't even live that long. Like he just pulled that out. Facts. To fit his conversation. Birds don't even live that long.
That was funny, nephew. I love
thank
it.
You, thank
man.
You. Let me say this.
Well-known black facts.
Birds don't live that long.
Hey, let me say on behalf of Southern Fried Comedy, we want to thank Delaware for coming out to see us this past
all
weekend.
All right. Okay.
Me, Junior, and all our boys got a sold-out crowd and did that doggone thing. And, of course, Eugene did his thing, too. I got to give him his props. He did that.
Oh, okay.
He'll never give you yours.
I know it. And
how you deal with him, dog.
I know. I try not to. I just really don't have conversations with him. I just let him loose on stage. Huntsville, Alabama, we on our way, baby. Stand Up Live, the nephew is coming. Y'all got a brand new comedy club there. I will be there this Friday and Saturday with all the people in my head. So get your tickets. They on sale right now. The nephew coming to Huntsville, Alabama. Do they have a golf course there, huh? Can I play a little golf for him?
Where?
Get on
they got
Huntsville.
A golf course everywhere.
Yeah.
Huntsville, you can't go, though.
Well, what do you mean? Mm-mm. What's up with that?
Well, I just told him he can't go.
I can't play golf in Huntsville, Alabama.
What?
Is it your golf course?
I ain't got nothing to do with it.
What do you mean he can't go?
Good luck. Let me know how it work out for you.
Okay. He can't get in?
Something happened. He ain't telling me. Won't you do it as asking a question like you've been doing here lately?
Okay, well, let me ask you a question.
Okay, let's go.
Have you ever heard of a golf course that black people can't play at?
Sure. Yeah.
Especially back in the day.
I mean, don't they have them in, like, Los Angeles?
You mean major cities?
Yeah.
So
isn't there a golf course in L.A. where no blacks can play, no Jews can play, and no entertainers can play? Isn't there a golf course like that?
Is that embarrassing?
I'm asking just a question.
Oh, okay. Is there?
I didn't know that existed.
I ain't been asked.
You haven't been invited.
Yeah. Well, Junior, you two of them.
Well,
you black and an entertainer. Your ass ain't got a shot.
Wow.
All right, coming up, the Strawberry Letter. Subject is My Friend a Hater. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It's that time. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject is My Friend a Hater. Dear Stephen Shirley, my dear friend has been married for over 20 years. I've been married and I'm divorced. She was a great supporter throughout my whole mess. When I started dating again, she made sure she knew who I was going out with and where I was going, just so I was safe on my dates. She is really a good friend. Now that I've been in an exclusive relationship for the past 5 years, she has started telling me that I can do better. Her main issues are that he has not mentioned marrying me, we don't live together, we don't go out on dates, and we are very private. Oh, and there is a 20-year age difference. I'm 40, he's 60. I'm fine without
needing... Ain't nothing wrong with 60. You just got to know how to rock it.
Okay. All right.
Go ahead.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Your turn.
Thank you. I'm fine without needing to be married, and he fulfills my needs 100%. When I tell her I'm good and happy, she hits me with negative comments like, he needs to claim me. He needs to get me a better car. He needs to buy me a house. And the fact that his children don't like me. Her negativity is getting on my nerves. But in the back of my mind, I wonder if she's right. I know our relationship is good, but we have absolutely no drama. What could possibly be better than this? Is my friend trying to encourage me, or is she hating? Well, I don't think she's a hater at all. I really don't think she's a hater. I mean, what could she possibly be hating on? She's been in a secure relationship, well, marriage with her husband for over 20 years. I think she's being a good friend because that's what you said at the beginning of the letter. She's being a good friend. I don't think she's hating on you at all. I really don't. Learn the difference between someone being a good friend and trying to encourage you, as you mentioned in the letter, and being a hater. She doesn't want you as your friend to settle with this guy and be in a go-nowhere relationship with him. She thinks, you know, you need a payoff after 5 years. That's what she's thinking. You need something to show for 5 years of the emotional investment that you've put into this relationship. If I were you, I would listen to your good friend who actually cares about you. She cares about your well-being. And you are even wondering in the back of your mind if she's right. You know you don't want to stay in the house all the time and not go out on dates with this guy. You know you don't want to do that. You want to be out there. You want him to claim you and all of that. Come on now. Listen to what she's saying. You're feeling some kind of way anyway, and she's just making you think she's hating on you. She's not a hater. She's your friend. Steve?
I disagree with the whole damn letter.
What's wrong?
Is my friend a hater? Yes. Mm. Yes, she's a hater. And there's some other things going on, too. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about this. My dear friend has been married for 20 years. Shirley says she's in a secure relationship. Mm-hmm. Well, where do you see that in this letter? I don't see secure relationship in here. She's just been married 20 years. Now, she don't like your relationship because sometimes misery love company. I ain't happy. How the hell you going to be happy? Now, when you started, you got a divorce. She was with you through the whole mess. When I started dating again, she made sure she knew who I was going out with and where I was going just so I'd be safe on the date. That just sounds like to me like she knows it. Where you going? Who you going with? She ain't with you. How's she going to stop it? If the ass wouldn't break out, how is she going to get to the restaurant in time? See, that's safe. Come bodyguard me. I got a bodyguard. If something break out with me, he right over there. She back at the house. Well, I knew you was down there getting your ass whooped, but I couldn't make it down there because I was watching Scandal.
What?
Really?
I'm just telling you, you got to look at this letter the right way.
Okay.
Then she said she was really a good friend. Mm-hmm. Now that I've been in an exclusive relationship for the past 5 years, she has started telling me that I can do better. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, maybe. Mm-hmm. Let's review it.
5 years?
Her main issue is that he has not mentioned marrying me. Now, if you're 40 and you're dating a man for 5 years, marriage ain't came up. It's because marriage ain't fitting to come up.
Right, right, right.
Secondly, we don't live together. Mm-hmm. And we don't go out on dates. Here is the line that sticks out with me in this whole letter. Mm-hmm. We don't go out on dates.
Right. Problem.
What relationship you in, y'all don't go no damn way.
You just stay in the house?
And then you got nerd to say that, and we are very private. You're damn right you're private. Because don't nobody know y'all dating. And the reason don't nobody know y'all dating is because y'all don't go out nowhere, and you can't be seen.
Right. Exactly.
When a man don't take you nowhere, it's cause y'all can't be seen. Everybody wanna go some damn place. Something.
True that. Yeah.
You don't wanna go see no movie. Hey, you ain't drove by a restaurant that caught your eye. You ain't heard about Niagara Falls.
Right.
You don't give a damn about the Grand Canyon.
Niagara Falls.
You don't think you'd like to see a play on Broadway.
Right.
You can't possibly want to go to the fish market in Seattle. You don't want to see the Hollywood sign out in L.A.
Nothing.
You don't want to come over here to Paris and see it.
Right.
Okay.
If your woman asks you to go to Paris, your ass got to get to Paris. And you got to get over here, you got to like it.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But y'all don't go on any dates. We're very private. Oh, and here is a 20-year age difference. Mm-mm. I'm 40, he's 60. Now, I'm reading this letter at 60. I'm 60 myself.
Okay.
My 60 is the new 35.
Okay.
Because I'm that fly.
Yeah.
I'm 60, full of energy, love to travel, go places.
Crazy.
You know, crazy.
Yes, yes.
Keep something going on. Leave that out. Stay on the internet.
Uh-huh.
Always getting blogged about. I'm current. Hell, I'm in Jay-Z new rap song.
You are.
That's relevant.
Right. Uh-huh. Yes, you are. Uh-huh. Yes,
I am. When I'm in a rap song.
Yeah. Yeah.
Doggone it, I'm
at
relevant.
At 60, yeah. That's right.
Why even talk about me?
You always bring it back to you.
Nobody wins when the family feud. It's a damn rap song. And you wouldn't even mention Family Feud. Hell, if I wasn't on it.
Come on.
Damn
That's
it,
right,
I'm
Steve.
Relevant.
That's right.
Thank you, Jay-Z. Now, back to this letter. Yeah. When we come back, I just had to have a brief moment about me.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, here we go, Steve, with part two of the strawberry letter. Subject is my friend a hater.
Well, this lady that is married for over 20 years has been advising this woman who went through this divorce. Mm-hmm. She was a great supporter throughout the whole mess. And when she started dating again, she made sure she knew who she was going out with and where she was.
Right.
Just to make sure she was safe. Or was she just being damn nosy? Because in order to make sure somebody's safe, you got to be there in the event that something pop off. Now, if your ass is back in the house watching Scandal, And she getting sucker punched in the back seat of the car. It ain't really a whole lot you can do about it from your house. So thanks for caring.
She does care.
So then she says she's a really good friend. Mm-hmm. Well, now this woman has been in an exclusive relationship for the past 5 years. She has started telling me that I can do better. Well, let's find out. Her main issue is that he has not mentioned marrying me. Mm-hmm. And if you 40 and he's 60, that probably do need to come up, but she ain't, he ain't mentioning it. And we don't live together. Well, you ain't married. But then we don't go out on dates. That's where we need to start wondering what the hell going on.
Right.
Who you know don't want to go no damn way? You know, ice cream going to get it is different than ice cream at the house.
That's right. Yes. That's right.
You
that's
know,
right.
Going out there digging out this half gallon is different than somebody bringing it to you. Yes. So you just go get some ice cream. You can't go do that.
Uh-uh.
Everybody wants to go to Starbucks.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
Just go down there, sit, mm-hmm. just talk some people.
Yeah, that's true.
Hey, look at me. Look who I'm dating. Hey, I got somebody. Mm. But y'all don't go on any dates.
None of that.
Now, I would quite naturally assume it's because he can't be seen with you no more.
Yes. Yes. Mm.
That's the only thing I can come up with. Because everybody goes somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Hell, I go places all the time and I'm 60.
Mm-hmm.
I don't give a damn about social media.
We know.
My wife do. I don't. I don't give a damn if you know where I am. Matter of fact, tweet if you want.
Did you want to ask that in question form?
Can you tweet if you want?
Okay.
Yes, you can.
I meant to say yes, please feel free to tweet if you like. There's a 20-year age difference. I'm 40 and he's 60.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm fine with not needing to be married, and he fulfills my needs 100%. Well, what needs you talking about?
Because
if you need to go out, you ain't going no damn way. If you need somebody to know y'all in a relationship, we just found out because of the letter.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
When I tell her I'm good and happy, she hits me with negative comments like, he needs to claim me. Mm-hmm. Well, okay.
Yeah.
Maybe he did. You his. But you his what, though?
Mm.
See, what she said is title claim is really a title. He needs to get me a better car. What you driving? You sleeping with a man, but you can't get there.
For 5 years. What?
You're sleeping with a man, but you can't get over there because your car keep nowhere. Breaking down. You know, they got these new cars now. All the new cars is when you stop at a light, it cut off.
Yes. Off. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That first time I was in a car was this week over here in Paris.
Mm-hmm.
To the drive hybrid. A car cut off.
Yeah.
I'm very familiar with car cutting off once it stopped.
Yeah.
But that was before I had money.
Right.
I panicked. Then out of nowhere, the damn car just started back up. It took me back to a place I really didn't want to be here. I said, he done ran out of damn gas. Nothing but the car cut off. So you don't have a good car.
Right.
He needs to buy me a house. Where you staying?
Uh-huh.
He need to buy your house. You got an apartment. Your car ain't working.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what needs is he fulfilling?
Mm.
She could be right. And the fact that his children don't like me. If he's 60, how old is his kids?
They gotta be her age. Wrong. They're her age, yeah.
Well, them ain't kids no more. There's some adults that don't like your ass. Them ain't kids. Them some other grown folks. And they could be planning something for you, so I'd be careful. Her negativity is getting on my nerves, but in the back of my mind, mm-hmm. I wonder if she's right. Mm-hmm. I know our relationship is good, but we have absolutely no drama. What could possibly be better than this? Is my friend trying to encourage me? Or is she hating? But she say, but in the back of my mind, I wonder if she's right. Well, if you want more, you should find out if there is more.
Okay.
That's simple as this.
I got that.
If you want this relationship to be more than what it is, you should just find out if there is more to have.
Uh-huh.
Now, if the reason y'all ain't going nowhere is because you can't be seen because he got a wife and another family somewhere,
right.
You probably need to know that. Most men that can't take you out got a wife and a family somewhere else.
Yeah.
Yes.
In 5 years.
I understand that.
Yeah.
See, know this right here.
Mm-hmm. What?
I can't be nowhere with no damn body. Let's be clear about
that.
Yeah. Right.
All these cameras everywhere. I can't sneak around back. I can't come
you're
up
famous.
To the, No. It's over. For, them days is over
yeah,
for me.
You're done.
No more creeping.
I can creep nothing. I got to walk right in. Hi, how are you? Where is the business meeting? We're at a hotel. I got a lot of people with me.
Yes.
Ain't no going in no other room, off to the side and all like this. I ain't got time for that. Right?
None of that.
Now, lady, is your friend a hater? Yes, she's a hater.
No.
Yes, she's a hater. Because how do you know how happy her marriage is? She is a little bit of a hater, but she has a little bit of concern and righteousness in her.
Yeah, I think she's concerned.
She's concerned for her friend. I'm starting to be concerned, too.
Yeah, okay.
Because who is this 40-year-old woman with this apartment, with this ragged-ass car? And this whole other family of kids over here just hating her ass. And this man don't care no damn way.
And she doesn't go anywhere.
To figure out if he fulfills 100% of your needs, do you have any sisters? Because you ain't got no damn needs.
Right.
You ain't got to go nowhere. You don't give a damn what your car look like. And you're paying rent.
That's right.
Now, ain't nothing wrong with paying rent. I'm talking about, but you 40 and you're paying rent and your car ain't no good. And you can't go nowhere.
She's a hermit.
So what needs is he fulfilling? Only one I could think through is when he swang through, he really is frying the bacon. That's all I can think. Mm-hmm. He must be frying the bacon extra crispy just the way you like it. And that's all I can blame it on. But other than that, you ain't got nothing. Now, if you're happy with nothing, then be happy with nothing.
Yeah.
Or up your game.
That's right.
I'm very happy with this letter. I'm back.
All right, we have to go. Email or Instagram us your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter at My Girl Shirley. Coming up, call Tommy with your weekend confessions, 877-29-STEVE. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Shirley.
Yes, Steve.
You know, we're dealing with more illness, disease, fatigue, and obesity than ever before.
Yeah, and that's not all, Steve. I mean, diabetes and high blood pressure are at an all-time high right now.
Well, folks, this is why we recommend now the D-Herbs Full Body Cleanse from dherbs.com.
That's right. I have more energy. I always shed pounds, and I feel better every time I do it.
And listen to this, y'all. If you want to look better, feel better, and lose some weight, call 866-4 the letter 4, D-Herbs, 866, the letter 4, D-Herbs, 866, the number 4, D-Herbs, or go to dherbs.com right now. That's dherbs.com. And Jay and Kia.
Yeah.
Junior.
Call. This diabetes is on here and high blood. I don't know what sickle cell is, but you got something. I saw blood in there.
Yeah, it's blood. That's us.
Diabetes and high blood pressure. Y'all got both of them.
Are you quite done now?
You got something. You just ain't disclosing.
I ain't got nothing yet.
Something wrong with you.
I don't want to have nothing. Don't wish that on me.
No way you can be that old and not have nothing.
Well, I tell you what's on me. The damn internet is usually on me.
Chronic disease.
Yeah.
My ass for like sometimes no reason at all. I just look up. I'm on there. Somebody call me and go, dog, you all right? Yeah, I'm fine. Oh,
daily.
Man,
just checking on you. Man,
let me
got that
send you this. Yeah, I got that internet on me.
All right, before we get to weekend confessions with the nephew,
I got blogitis.
There's a cure for that, though.
No, it ain't.
All right, Steve, your boy LeBron James is. Oh, man.
There we go.
Well, he was put on blast by his mom's husband. Dareal Lambo.
That's friend of the show. What?
His name is Dareal Lambo. He's an aspiring rapper. His stepdad. Anyway, his stepdad.
Excuse me?
Yeah, I said it right. Dareal Lambo.
LeBron's daddy is a rapper.
His stepdad. His stepdad. His mom's husband. Stepdad.
Yeah.
He's an aspiring rapper.
How old is he?
He's good and grown.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, what's his name?
Listen to me carefully. Duh. Say duh.
Duh.
Dareal.
Dareal.
Lambo. Dareal Lambo.
Like a Lamborghini? How old is he?
He's old enough to be LeBron James' stepdad.
Dareal Lambo.
I'm getting ready to look this up. Well, go ahead,
Charlie. All right. Okay. So yeah, he's an aspiring rapper. He took to social media, speaking of social media, to blast LeBron.
Can you still aspire after a certain age? That's a question.
Well, he's not young up and coming. He's just up and coming.
But how old is there an age limit to, for up and coming? Or should you just be up and on the way out?
We'll find out how old he is.
These are all questions.
Yeah. Okay. Uh-huh. Anyway, he put LeBron on blast. LeBron and Lambo haven't been the best of friends. They haven't had the best relationship over the years. Now it seems Lambo and his relationship with Gloria James, his mom, LeBron's mom, is on the rocks as well. After King James supposedly tried to expose Lambo's cheating ways, Lambo clapped back in a video and said, "I love my wife. I'm not perfect. So you blankety blankers need to stop acting like they're perfect before I go to exposing."
Blankety blankers.
Blankety blankers. Yeah.
Blankety blankers.
Yeah. Ers.
Okay. Who was he talking to, LeBron?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
All right, not the real Lambo. Don't mess around, get bought. Don't mess around,
get
bought.
Get your name
bought.
Changed.
Yeah. Get your little IP page bought. Get your little name trademark bought. Your little career get bought.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, you ain't on the come up no more.
Okay. All right. Yeah, he's been posting articles of him with LeBron and Gloria with the caption, "So should I tell the world the truth? You saw me treat your mom like a queen, and I saw you treat your wife like a blank. Don't try to make the world think that Lambo is blanked up. Let the world know what the real blanked up problem in the family is. You gonna respect Lambo." That's what he said. I'm just a messenger.
Put some respect on Lambo name.
I want to retract everything I said just now. I'm sorry.
Lambo ain't scared, huh?
Okay, never scared.
Sounds serious to me. You better respect Lambo.
Lambo. Okay.
I don't know if that's a football field or a car.
The Packers. Yeah.
You better get to respecting, because either way, both of them is big.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
You either you a car or a football. Hell yeah, I'm sorry. I'm a Cleveland boy. LeBron, my dude.
Yeah.
But man, you Lambo.
The real Lambo.
Duh. Respect on it.
Uh-huh. Put some speck on it. That's right.
I heard him. I'm confused with the other Lambo, right?
Not Lamborghini,
uh-uh.
Or not Lambo Field.
Uh-uh.
Yeah.
This the real Lambo.
Okay.
I'm scared.
The real. Okay.
That's where I'll get your little ass purchased, though.
All right, it's time now to go to the phones, get things started with Weekend Confessions, because what, nephew?
I'm not here to help you. I just want to hear what you're going through. 877-29-STEVE. The booth is open. Call the nephew. Don't use your real name and go and get it off your chest. Whatever you did this weekend, let me hear about it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All
Always
right.
one need help, though, for real.
All right, Kat, let's go to line one. Are you ready, Tommy?
Let's go.
Line one, Steve out of Miami.
Steve.
Hey, what's going on? Segment. Don't call me.
What's going on?
My man's name is Steve. No, boy, huh?
Oh.
What's going on?
Yeah, he the only Steve.
What's up, Steve?
What's up, man?
What's your confession this morning?
Man, it's kind of hard to say. You know, I feel bad. That's basically, I had sex with the first lady of my church yesterday.
First lady of the church. Now we talking. All right.
What?
All right, Steve. So,
on Sunday?
It was on Sunday.
Right after service?
Whew. Yeah. Yeah. You went to church?
I guess
yesterday?
The message wasn't clear.
Basically.
Okay. It was clear.
Okay, Steve, you got to hold on so we can get the full story, man. We got to go to a song, but you got to hold on.
All right.
When we come back, I want the full 411 step by step.
I tell you right, pastor wasn't preaching one for damn yesterday.
We got to go to break.
What book did he come from yesterday?
The book of Peter.
The book of Peter.
We'll be back right after this. Hang on, Steve. Oh, Lord.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Okay, we are live, as you know, from the Hotel Hilton Paris Opera in beautiful Paris, France. We are here. We're still here. I live here now.
Yes.
having all my things shipped over. But anyway, we're in the middle of weekend confessions with a nephew. And tell him, nephew, you set it up. What do you need?
Well, first of all, Shirley, it's Weekend Confessions with a Nephew. I'm not here to help you. I just want to hear what you're going through. You don't have
well,
to give
me... Yeah,
well,
you got somebody on a hold named Steve. Got a real situation. You probably going to get to it.
Well, let's jump back to it. Steve let us know that he was with the first lady yesterday, and he going to give us the 4x1 on how it all went down. Steve.
411.
Yeah, what's going on?
All right, Steve, talk to me, man. Take me step by step on how this just happened, and you wind up hitting the first lady.
So basically,
Tommy.
That didn't sound right, Tommy.
No, that's what happened.
Basically, what it is I'm an usher in the church, and I'm actually new. I just moved there from California. So I'm new there as an usher, and the pastor asked me to take her home because he had some things to do. So
you usher?
Yes, sir.
He asked you to take her to what home?
Got him. Take her
home. What home did he ask you to take her to?
Her home.
Steve, can you hear Steve?
Yes.
Yeah. When he said take her home, what home did you think he was talking about?
I would assume his home.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Is that where it went down at Steve? At their house?
Unfortunately, yes.
God,
you stupid.
Oh, now he regrets.
Right.
He didn't say he regretted nothing.
He sounds like it.
Nah, I don't regret that.
He don't. At all. Girl, let me paint no picture. He
sounded
he
like it to me. I was hoping he did.
You going to do it again, Steve?
Matter of fact, she's, yeah. I'm going to say yeah.
Yeah, she liked it?
Yeah. She's been calling me nonstop.
Was it a lot of howling going on in that house when y'all was in there? Oh. Was it a lot of howling?
She can't stand here.
A lot of house
calling
notes.
On the Lord.
Jay.
Did she say a scripture or anything? What?
What?
Hallelujah.
What's your entire mind?
How did it start when y'all got to the house?
So basically, she asked me to come look at like a light that was out.
That's how it started.
And I got up there and I looked at the light and then her hands was in places they shouldn't have been.
She went from there.
Yeah.
The light was in the bedroom.
Now, was she playing Hezekiah Walker when it all happened? What kind
of
music was it?
No, she asked me to come look at a light, and I stood on the bed with my shoes off, and her hands went places, and just, you know, one thing led
let
to
there,
another.
Let there be light, huh? So let me ask you something.
Yeah.
Was you standing on the bed in the master bedroom where they sleep at?
Light problem was.
Oh, my God.
God, dog, Steve. Woo!
Hey,
I'm not here to judge. I just want you to get it off your chest, partner.
I ain't judging either, but I just want to say this here. Y'all need to quit putting y'all pants down in other men's house.
Yeah, I am.
Late for that, Steve. It's too late.
I know it's late for that, but damn.
The lady needed her light fix, okay?
You so damn stupid.
Sometimes you got to fix that switch. Sometimes it's the light.
Now, why are you mad at us?
He's not here to help, Steve. He's not here to help.
The new usher took the first lady home.
Nobody's
okay.
Trying to help.
I'd like to hear that sermon on Sunday if you would have called him.
Okay. So Steve, it's safe to say you're gonna meet up with first lady again?
Yes, I will in about 20 minutes.
Oh man, where's the pastor?
Okay. What time did he get when
probably
he came home?
Probably getting another was... one of them sour-ass sermons together.
That's all he wants. These sermons.
He has no effect on the congregation with his message.
No kind of movement.
Now, Steve, was you gone by the time pastor got to the house?
Yeah, long gone.
Yeah. How long you think you was over there, Steve?
About 2-3 hours.
God, dog. Well, what's Pastor
doing? What's Pastor doing?
He put his shirt.
Visiting the sick and shut in. He doing what he do.
Shut up, Jay. I'm a Jay. What a
don't stay over another man's house that long.
Hey, Jay, I'm
so you know, not that I have any skills in this, but let me ask you something, Steve. Did you do it in the front room where you can at least look out the window and see if somebody pulling up?
No.
No, he's comfortable.
All right, yeah, all right, nephew. We have more calls.
On I can't judge you, yeah, but you no, ignorant, Steve. Thank you, dog.
I'm judging.
Yeah. All right. Let's
go to line two and talk to Alicia out of North Carolina.
Alicia.
Hey.
Hey. Uh-oh. I got 30 seconds, baby. Tell me what happened. What's your confession?
Okay, over the weekend, I kind of slept with my cousin.
Well, this baby gonna be crazy.
You slept with who?
My cousin.
Well, the evidence on this one gonna be ugly.
Okay, yeah. Your first cousin?
No,
I don't give a damn which one it was. You have a baby with your cousin. I got news for you. It's going to be a study done. Your baby going to qualify for some medical, free medical. She's going to get free. The baby going to get free medical because they need to study stuff like this. Yeah, you had a baby with this one if you want to. It'd be 36 before he knows his ABCs. Yeah, the baby with your damn cousin, your stupid ass. Everybody's stupid in this situation. Yeah. You, the poor baby, everything.
Man. You are judging, Steve. This is Tommy Segura.
You slept with her cousin. Baby ain't finna go to school.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. So, Alicia. How are y'all related, baby?
Okay, so our
you're gonna be buying school clothes for this baby till he's 40.
Your great what, baby?
We had the same great grandma.
Y'all got the same great grandma.
That don't count.
That don't count.
That balances itself out. Anyone on that baby?
That's way down the line.
That's down the line, though.
Well, he's gonna be 40 with a lunchbox. with animals on it.
All right. More weekend confession calls when we come
crazy
back.
Ass and slept with your cousin.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right. We're back live from Paris, France at the Hilton Paris Opera. And we're in the middle of Nephew Tommy's weekend confession.
What's your name, brother? We just met Moussaw here at the Paris Hilton. Really nice brother. Yeah. And here's
what's your name? Ida.
Ida. Ida.
Tag
Well, you can't say that, so just go with Ida.
Rasan.
Okay.
We just met them. They're really nice people. They're helping us out up here at the wonderful hotel.
Mm-hmm. Hilton Paris Opera. Yeah.
They just bought something in here.
No, you will not. We like it here.
I love it here. But we're going to have a meeting about that.
About what?
Please don't encourage him.
Well, you know the menu's
crazy
in French, so you got to be ready because what you think you're going to get might not quite be.
So what did you order?
I didn't order that. Go ahead, Tommy. I'm sorry.
All right.
It's weekend confessions.
Weekend confessions. I'm not here to help you. I just want to hear what you're going through. Did we leave somebody on the phone, Shirley?
No, we're clear. We have someone else.
Let's go.
All right, let's go to line four and talk to Luke out of Georgia.
Luke.
Mm-hmm. What's going on, nephew?
What it do, big dog? Talk to me, man. What's the confession in the morning?
Man, I am actively smashing three of my old lady cousins.
Actively smashing three of your old lady's cousins.
Friends.
Yeah.
Friends or cousins?
He said cousins.
Cousins.
Yeah. This is family day, apparently.
No, this is his woman's family, not his.
Yeah, it's not family. No. Yeah. At least they're going to be healthy if something come up of this.
Aw.
Yeah, because the last caller ain't.
That's where you draw the line.
Something going to be wrong with her, baby.
So let's talk, Luke. Do all three of them know or don't nobody know?
Well, the cousins know. They kind of be plotting up on me.
Okay. So, out of the three cousins, fantastic. each individually know that you messing with the other one?
Yeah, see, they kind of like, it's so game good. To them three.
Yeah.
See, I went to a family function, and one of, you know, she was looking at me the whole time, and I don't be the aggressor.
That's all it takes.
I go. You know what I'm saying? If you try me, I'm a go.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Try you.
Are you cute, Luke? So,
no, damn if he cute. What they look like?
I want to know why she was looking at him.
Well, I mean, I am, you know.
Luke, you...
have some, you know, bald
head. Didn't say that with a lot of confidence.
He said dark chocolate, handsome, bald head.
Oh, he's shaking in his voice.
But Luke, are you married? Are you married to the your old lady, as you say?
I am. Oh, we've been married for almost 7 years now.
7 year itch. That's what that is. Okay.
You got it in 2 years.
Wow, that was not necessary.
That was pretty mean.
The bit we doing. That was
it wasn't mean.
Yeah, that was very mean right
what
there.
What we into now.
So, Luke, how long you think you're gonna run this game, man?
I don't know, man. I'm
really don't care.
Real quick, how long can you run this game?
I don't know, man. I mean, my wife, she's a department store manager, so she be gone a lot. And they smart, man. They plot up. And
well, are you working?
Well, now I got the day off today.
Okay, you finna hit again today?
Yeah, I gotta see one of them today.
Oh, God.
Yeah, we're gonna go to a song, Luke. God, dog.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, we're in the middle of Weekend Confessions. Boy, this is a crazy one today, nephew.
Your cousins.
A lot of kinfolk.
Yeah.
Your cousin, your wife's cousins. It's all crazy over here, baby.
Yeah, with all these cousins, I race in trouble.
Wait, excuse me, Steve? What?
All these cousins, I race in trouble. All we need to do is make a couple more that ain't.
He said that boy ain't gonna know his ABC till he's 36.
What a lunchbox. All right. You ready, nephew?
I'm ready. Let's go. Take some more.
All right. Call us if you have a confession to the nephew. 877.
But he up at the school crying about his lunchbox because he wanted Batman on it.
He got Superman.
And he's 36.
877-29-STEVE. Call us. Let's go to line one and talk to Deborah out of Shreveport.
Deborah.
Hey.
Hey, girl. What's your confession this morning?
Oh, my God. Before I say anything, I want to say hi to Steve. My God, I love him. I love him.
What's up,
I
girl?
Look at the shows every day. And you know, and I just want to say that before I say my confession, because I might not never get a chance to talk to say hi to Steve and the family and the radio station.
Well, hey, Deborah. Okay, good. Go ahead.
Well, my station is that I'm finna get married, but I'm gonna love this dude, and I'm waiting on this dude get out of jail this year. I love him, but the dude I'm with, I've just been with him for 22 years, and he got, you know, we lost contact between me and him. But you know, I'm gonna communicate between me and him. But he got sick, and I came back. You know, he was there for my 10 kids. And but you know,
10 kids. You got 10 kids. Wait, slow down. You
got 10 kids. 32 grandkids.
10 kids. How old are you, Deborah, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm 55, be 56 next month on my birthday.
Is that their daddy that's locked up?
No, I never saw him before. I met him on the online. And but we've been talking on the phone for like 2 years.
This is inspiration.
And
does he know you had 10 kids?
And yes,
32 grandkids, he coming out and go into that?
Yes, he are, Steve.
So that's where he coming out to.
They might have a baby together.
So when he get out of jail, that's what he coming into. 10 kids,
really,
32 grandkids.
You never know what God got in plans and stories.
Don't do that to the Lord. Don't do that. Don't do that.
Don't you drag the Lord
not
in
today.
There. You ain't prayed about this not now day. This is not prayer. This is Deborah, not what prayer is.
Hold on. Deborah, what he, if you don't mind me asking, what he locked up for, babe?
Peace and quiet.
For arm robbing.
You
he locked up for peace and quiet.
He went willingly, Jay. He went in.
Yeah.
I did it. Take me, me now.
I did it. Yeah, I did it. Yeah.
He in for armed robbery. Yeah. Probably no, trying to take care of everybody. He in there for trying to take care of everybody.
He in there for peace.
When he getting out, Deborah?
Don't want to get out.
Like in
February.
February. Well, he had been locked up for like 20 years. So.
20 years.
He's going to stab somebody in January so he don't get out. Watch what I'm saying.
So when he went in, he didn't have a cell phone.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, we're live from Paris, France. This is our last day.
We want to thank some great people here at this hotel.
Yes,
the Paris, the Hilton Paris Opera House. Sophia Vandel, who's the general manager.
Vandel is her name.
Okay, now, if you don't want me to read these names, then read them your damn self. Now, I done told you.
Where do you see Van Damme on there?
I said Vandel.
Like Claude.
That's what
Van
you
Damme?
Said just now.
Okay,
exactly.
Well, Van Damme. Do anyone of y'all know her?
We know her, and she's been very gracious. She's a general manager here.
Nice lady. She came out of New York. I knew her at the London.
Okay, oh, you did? Yeah.
Hotel
London.
Really nice lady. Jeffrey Chablo.
Shallow.
I know you ain't say that right.
Shallow.
What?
So you know all the you know all the French people in the hotel?
Chaillox. Now, once you put an X on the name, what you want me to do?
It's Chalo French.
Chalo. That ain't ox. Chalo. You don't see ox in there.
In English,
that ain't
yes.
Jeffrey Shallox. You tell me what is the X for?
It's like Chalo. Yeah.
It's like what?
The name Boudreaux.
Yeah.
Like there's an X on the end. Boudreaux.
And Pauline Bresson.
Okay, thank you for getting that correct.
And everybody else on the staff, and the black dude that bought the soup up today.
The black
African.
He was nice.
You don't know his name?
No, I don't know his
Mualo.
Name.
Yeah, what's up? Yeah, something in.
Mualo.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mualo.
He's
that.
Close, Jay. He's yeah. saying it close.
That's that right there. So thank black all them soup. People. Really, really nice.
Yeah. And thank you to the hotel. It's been great. The Hotel Paris Opera right here.
Yeah.
In the Garnier District.
Mm-hmm. Well, are we here one more day?
This is it.
This is it. We're heading home.
Yeah.
He going
to
change it again. He going to change it again.
He going to change on this time.
I got to get that kind of money. I got to get that.
Well, you can change your plane.
What kind of money are you talking about?
Well, you can call the airlines and say, look, we ain't leaving
today. It's called first class. The hell wrong. It ain't that big a deal.
Oh, yes, it is.
Oh, it is.
Now, you can't change these tickets Tommy be getting.
What do you mean?
You know, he on expedition.com buying tickets. He's the
and
only person
I
know
can
fly somewhere for $34. But you can't bring a bag, you can't have a carry-on, and you don't get no
You
pink.
Have to plan accordingly.
Eat before you board.
Yeah.
We
got plenty of food
come
in the airport.
Ain't no chewing on the plane.
Did it allow chewing on the flight?
Mm-mm. Gum, nothing. No ask us for nothing.
Well, they have a lot of leg room. Not that he needs it, but do they have it?
Well, Tommy don't ever need leg room. He need foot room because, you know, his feet stick straight out.
He has a problem with his feet?
Well, you know, they stick straight out because they ain't touching the floor.
Oh.
You know how babies sit in the chair?
Like a puppet?
Yeah.
Wait just for it,
a little something.
But thank you, Steve, though. Thank you for this amazing trip again in Paris.
Yes.
We've had an amazing time, a wonderful time.
Hashtag best boss ever.
Yeah.
I'm just glad. I'm glad y'all been safe since y'all been over there. That's what I'm glad about.
Oh,
y'all.
Sure.
Man, quit always trying to bring something up. It's fine over here. Hell.
Yeah, we had a great time. Mm-hmm. They have a lot of security.
Get your ass shot right there in Georgia.
Ain't nothing going on.
Yeah, you know, like, well, I'm just glad y'all over there safe. I didn't need you be dragging all that into it.
Well, it's been a lot happening. That's all.
Well, there's a lot happening everywhere.
It's going to be a lot happening back here if you don't get your tone together when you get back here. You better watch who you talk to.
Little man,
get your little tone
man.
Together.
Oh, just because you got a little role in the movie with Marlon and everything, you think it's finna be on, huh?
Oh, wait a minute.
I didn't know that.
What? He hasn't even said anything. You're in a new movie, Tommy?
Little man?
Nope.
Oh, little man.
Nope. He clowning. Y'all missed the joke.
It went right over our heads.
Because I know Marlon is doing a new movie.
Little man.
A new TV show.
A new TV show, yeah.
Little man.
Little man, too.
Yeah, Tommy gonna be the baby?
Again?
The sequel.
Whatever.
Mm-hmm. But he do look like that dude that was the baby, don't remember? Tim Dane look like Tommy.
I have
dude that
to
played
say.
Little Man with Marley, he ain't look like Tommy.
Not at all.
When he had that bonnet on, he ain't look just like Tommy. Put him in your mind like, now. Come on. Come on, crank it up.
Not at all.
Thank you, Jay.
No resemblance.
Oh, see, yes, he did. You know, they still look. Yeah.
Oh, Jay, your ass sick. Don't worry about it. What are you talking about?
No, it didn't look nothing.
You got diabetes. You can't even see. Wait, what? You didn't see him.
Jay can't even eat his own hot sauce.
Why?
Don't nobody eat that. The hottest one I got. Hell, nobody can eat it.
Why did you make it?
Some people that like it.
They like really, really hot.
And then your ignorant ass sent it down to the boys' camp.
I didn't send the real hot one. Not the one.
I had the real hot one had to get turned back. I said, for to kill one of these little boys.
It's a lawsuit.
I had a little garlic pepper sauce. I thought it was cool. Then I saw hot than a mofo. I said, this ignorant then sent this down here, these damn boys. Because you know they boys, they'll have hot sauce eating contests.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's
yeah.
true.
Uh-huh. Yep. That's the kind that makes you sweat and makes your nose run, all of that. Yeah.
Yes.
I don't like my food that hot where I can't enjoy it. I want to taste it.
Yeah, I don't even mess with Tabasco.
Tabasco
that's too hot.
Tabasco takes it to a whole nother level. Frank's,
I like hot sauce.
Frank's, Louisiana.
Crystals, Texas Pete.
Crystals, Texas Pete.
I love Crystals.
Oh. Bullseye, Trappies.
Anthony Brown's.
Jay. Now your hot sauce is good. The other one.
Where do you get it, Jay? Where can you get it?
Hospitals. You can buy it off.
What did you say?
Hospitals. That's you said hospitals.
I said hospitals, but I'm sorry.
You got diabetes. Why you say that? He laughed until he know you, bro.
So where can you get it, Jay?
It just popped out. I swear to God, I didn't even mean that. It just jumped.
Was it a question? Because you're supposed to be doing questions.
You can buy it online. You can go to the website. It's there.
Or you can check in.
See? You ain't sorry.
Is it that hot, man?
It's pretty hot, yeah.
They put it on the applesauce in the hospital. give it a little kick.
I'll say. All right. Go ahead.
Hey, Junior.
What's up, Unc?
Take care of yourself, man. Glad you moved to L.A. Don't hardly ever get cold out there.
Yeah, I'm feeling good, too, Unc. Yeah.
Thank you, Paris. We love you.
I will say be safe coming back, but don't nothing ever happen.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old, unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarvey.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.